Welcome to another episode of Journey from Grief to Healing. I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. I walk with hope-filled expectations. I know no other way to walk through life. I continue to believe today will be good and tomorrow will be even better. I think being optimistic helped me to get through the dark days of grieving. Optimism didn't take away any pain, nor did it knock off any days of my grieving time. What it did do for me was to keep my eyes looking ahead, believing there was some deeper meaning in what I was experiencing, and better days were ahead. Helen Keller, who is both blind and deaf, wrote a wonderful essay on optimism. In the first pages of her essay, she writes, "If I am happy in spite of my deprivations, if my happiness is so deep that it is a faith, so thoughtful that it becomes a philosophy of life, if, in short, I am an optimist, my testimony to the creed of optimism is worth hearing." When Helen Keller wrote this essay, she wasn't grieving the loss of a loved one. She wrote it as she was graduating as valedictorian of her college class. She could, however, easily have grieved the loss of her eyesight and hearing. An illness robbed her of her sight and hearing when she was very young. Helen Keller knew the darkness we felt or feel. From her essay, she writes, "Once I knew the depths where no hope was, and darkness lay on the face of all things, then love came and set my soul free. Once I knew only darkness and stillness, now I know hope and joy. Once I fretted and beat myself against the wall that shut me in, now I rejoice in the consciousness that I can think, act, and attain heaven. My life was without past or future. Death, the pessimist would say. A consummation devoutly to be wished. But a little word from the fingers of another fell into my hand that clutched at emptiness and my heart." That word was water. It was the first word Helen Keller spoke. It was taught to her by her teacher, 20-year-old Ann Sullivan. Ann Sullivan was no stranger to pain and overcame many hurdles on her way to becoming a teacher. When we who grieve witness someone like a Helen Keller climb out of the well of despair and throw her arms open wide and exclaim, "I am alive. I believe my best days are ahead of me. I have much to offer," we can use that person as a model of courage and hope for us. They are prophetic in the sense that they are announcing to us, "We can get through our dark period." They are announcing to us that better days are ahead. I agree with Helen Keller. For me, there is no other option. I do not want to sit alone, feeling sorry for myself. I had those kind of pity parties, and I found nothing good that comes from them. I make every effort to resist them when they knock at my door. I don't think anyone who has suffered a great loss is completely immune from accepting an RSVP to a pity party. When we lose someone we deeply love, we lose way more than their loss and what they brought to life. We mourn what we have lost, and we mourn the great void in our lives. We can't bring back the person we lost. We can fill our void with pity, or we can fill it with joy, love, and happiness, and living a purpose-filled life. You and I don't have to start a national movement. I've always believed that we will hear what life is calling us to do. I do think life calls us to live. I do think life calls us to hope. I do think life begs us not to give up and give in to despair. We can place Charlotte Bronte's poem, Life, into our hearts and let it serve as a teacher. Here is her poem. "Life, believe, is not a dream, so dark as sages say. Oft a little morning rain foretells a pleasant day. Sometimes there are clouds of gloom, but these are transient all. If the showers will make the roses bloom, oh, why lament its fall? Rapidly, merrily, life's sunny hours flit by. Gratefully, cheerily, enjoy them as they fly. What though death at times steps in and calls our best away? What though sorrow seems to win, or hope a heavy sway? Yet hope again, elastic springs, unconquered though she fell, still buoyant are her golden wings, still strong to bear us well. Manfully, fearlessly, the day of trial bear, for gloriously, victoriously can courage quell despair. Never quit, never give up. Good things are coming your way. Believe it, you know it. If you like this podcast, please share it with a friend who walks with us on our grieving journey. Have a great day and stay strong. Never quit.